Nolte, New York Democrats Push Reparations for Black Residents. By John Nolte on December 6, 2022. If Democrat lawmakers in New York have their way, the black ancestors of slaves will receive a sweet taxpayer-funded payoff. This comes on the heels of a California task force recommending $569 billion in reparations be allocated to every black person in that state who qualifies as the ancestor of a slave. That adds up to a Golden State payoff of $223,200 each. Have you ever heard of anything so stupid or corrupt? This is just another way for America's shameless, leftist race hustlers to get their greedy hands on money earned by completely innocent, hard-working taxpayers. Naturally, flush off their victories in the midterms, New York Democrats are looking to do the same and more. More looting of the Treasury to spread racial division, and steal from the poor to give to rich race hustlers. We saw what happened in California. We want to pass a bill that starts a conversation about reparations, said Assemblywoman Michelle Soliges, D. Nassau, chairwoman of the New York Black, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, and Asian Legislative Caucus, to The Post. Assemblywoman Taylor Darling, D. Nassau, said it would be a slap in the face if Governor Kathy Hochul and the legislature don't greenlight a reparations study commission. Darling also scoffed that the $223,000 figure that California's task force recommended for each black descendant there was too low. Too low. We all know how this works, the same way the government-run welfare state and school system work. The money almost never trickles down. It's the administrators who get rich, while the people who are supposed to receive the money get nothing. Been on an Indian reservation lately? Even if the money did go directly to those who qualified as black descendants of slaves, the question is, why? What does any of that have to do with anything? No one alive has ever owned slaves. No one alive has ever been a slave. No one alive owes or is owed anything. Trillions of dollars in welfare payments were supposed to serve as reparations, and all the war on poverty did was lose to poverty, destroy the black family, undermine the need for a male head of household, and cause all the horror social engineering always causes. Worse still, reparations will solve nothing. Do we honestly believe these big payoffs will end the race hustlers hustling or the refusal of the left to move on from something that happened almost 200 years ago so our country can finally heal? Of course not. This is just one more hustle. It's like same-sex marriage. We caved to that blackmail, and now drag queens have infested our libraries. Trans propaganda and gay porn are handed out in elementary schools. Men are ruining women's sports, and guys with beards and high heels are welcome in your daughter's locker room. I've never owned a slave. My forefathers never owned slaves. I was born to a homemaker and auto mechanic. I didn't graduate college. I've never inherited anything from anyone, not a penny. There are plenty of black people in this country who grew up more privileged than me, who have college educations, and who have benefited from affirmative action. I've worked since I was 14. I made my own way through life. Everything I have I earned, despite the discrimination and prejudice against my Irish ancestors. I look forward, not back. I don't lick my wounds and cry baby, I get out of bed and go to work and save my money and worry about me and mine. I don't want anything from anybody. I don't owe anybody anything. I'm an American, not a victim.